Brookings. Hey, it's 2022.
Oh my gosh.
It's our first show of the year, and it's going to be a good one. It's going to be a good one, right? Yeah. So, if you haven't noticed and you're not watching, we have a special co-host today, the very one and only Ashley Bigger.
Not to be confused with Ashley Bigger, which she sometimes likes to refer to me as.
I said your name right. I'm very proud of myself.
Yes, I'm very proud of you as well.
I say it with a love that I mispronounce your
yes,
name.
Yes, yes. It's big R.
So Emily is under the weather, and so Ashley kindly came and joined me. It seems like
everybody is sick. The weather.
I came out in the weather to be here. And so you're taking Emily's place. So do you have a dad joke?
Do I have a dad joke? I do.
Okay.
So what happened to the man who shoplifted a calendar on New Year's Eve?
A calendar.
Calendar.
You said calendar. Calendar. I don't know what happened.
He got, get this, 12 months.
So since it's the new year, I brought a dad joke because I also didn't know that if you would have a dad joke. Can I tell my dad joke? I never get to do it. Okay. An iPhone and a firework were arrested on New Year's Eve.
Everybody's getting arrested for stuff.
Yeah, they were being naughty. So an iPhone and a firework were arrested. You know what happened?
What?
It was sketchy because one was charged and the other was let off.
Da-da.
Ching! That's such a dad joke. I love it.
The dad vibes are really going
yes,
right now.
Yes. So let's just dig into New Year's Eve because did you do anything fun on New Year's Eve?
So I went to bed early.
I kind of knew that.
And did nothing. I cleaned my house that day too.
I don't know. Partier.
I'm getting ready for 2022. I was ready to get let go of 2021.
You also have like six Christmases.
Yeah.
So, my
kid's birthday party. Yeah. It was.
So I actually did something fun. If you follow the FOMO Nation and you saw, you guys know exactly what I did. But Emily came over and kidnapped me. And we went to Ray's, which is nice because the Christmas lights.
Oh, it's
cool.
Gorgeous.
Saw a lot
in
of people.
There.
And then we went to the Wild Hare and we hung out with two fat boys. And that was the entertainment. And if you haven't seen them, they're hilarious. There's a couple live videos still on our Facebook page. So you can kind of get a gist of what was happening. It was packed.
I can imagine
that.
It was
packed.
Yeah.
And I saw lots of people I knew.
It was really
fun. And so, yes, the Wild Hare is very enjoyable. And it was a lot of people.
All
my friends were there. And then all the young kids were there, too. So it was a hot mix of fun. Yeah. So, yes, I feel like I celebrated
it. I had cleaning products. You had dancing. So,
I celebrated it good.
Good.
Let's talk about what's coming up. There's actually quite a bit this week for the first week.
Oh, my goodness. So if you haven't been to Garden Glow or Festival of Trees.
Yeah, if you haven't filled your Christmas bucket yet, you can still do that.
Especially Festival of Trees, because that's ending tonight, and they need to go vote for the Ton Bigger Tree.
The Ton Bigger Tree. Yes, Ashley and I did a tree together. Really fun.
Yeah, at the Brookings Arts Council. Yeah. Ashley Ragsdale out there. She's always got so many cool things going on.
There's so much out there. If you haven't been, go. It's by Children's Museum downtown with a big horse head out front of it.
Yeah.
It's really cool.
Yeah.
So, yeah, still a couple little Christmas things going on. Garden Glow goes till Thursday.
Might be a little bit cooler to do that, but you know.
And the Festival of Trees is always there. The kids love it.
Yeah.
So there's something super new on here for today. Have you ever been? Do you watch The Bachelor?
I watch The Bachelor. Okay, so I kind of love, it's like my guilty pleasure. It's like one thing I didn't want to love.
I don't
want
to love it either.
But like once you start watching it, it's just very contagious. I don't know. It's that getting outside of yourself, watching other people's
drama.
Okay,
so tell everybody that watches what they can do tonight.
It's Bachelor and Brews.
I love that.
At Eponymous Brewing Company.
That's
so
smart.
Way to go. That starts at 7 p.m. tonight.
Yeah, so you guys all watch it together. Like, I think they stream it, and you drink beer, and you hang out, and you have reactions with each other, and it sounds fun. I don't watch it, but if you do, you can find more info on that, but I think you just show up.
And there's Bachelor specials, including beer
mimosas
and decadent snacks. So I'm intrigued.
You should go and tell me how it is.
Okay, we'll see.
On a less fun note, on Tuesday, we're going to talk about it because it's new and we try to serve our entire
audience. She really likes talking about new things.
I do.
That's what's going on.
New stuff all the time. So the Brookings Public Library is putting on a green burial talk, which never crossed my mind as a thing, which is why I'm talking about it. It's a Zoom. It's Tuesday, tomorrow, 6:30 to 7:30 p.m. You do need to have a web address for the Zoom, and that's on our website, FOMOshow605.com. But, yeah, they're talking about green burial options, which I mean, it's 2022.
And Mary Ann Perry's going to be there, and she is a green burial educator.
An expert,
There's an expert on this. There's an expert for everything, really.
I mean,
you're
just learning something new all the time.
I'm
down with it, too.
Okay, we'll pick something out for when you get married.
So, on the normal slew of things, you can still do Trivia Tuesday at Wooden Legs.
Yes. Karaoke
at the lodge.
It's not really karaoke, is it? I mean, if I do it, it's scary. It's super scary.
I have not karaoke'd with you.
I have been told I should not quit my day job and start singing.
Well, I shouldn't. And then Wednesday,
1 million cults, which happens everywhere across the United States, always on Wednesdays at 9 a.m. regardless of where you are. Yeah. So, and where are we at now? We're at the Carrot Seed.
I think they're still at the Carrot Seed. Oh. I think they're going to be changing. If I'm wrong, Cassie Juba's really good about messaging me, and I appreciate that. So as for right now, I think they are in the Carrot Seed on this Wednesday, but stay tuned. I'll update it if I hear different.
And then Wall Street Wednesday at Wooden Legs.
Yeah, Wooden Legs always has something going
on. Wooden Legs and Eponymous, they got things going on. Wow.
So, and then if you are a bingo fanatic like me, there's always bingo at the VFW every Wednesday and Friday, 7 to 9. And then we have something else new on Thursday, and I'm going to let the expert talk about it because it's her event.
It's what's going on with me.
It's what's going on with you.
So I work for, because Kim can't pronounce
I can't
it,
do it
or say it or do anything with it.
I can't
so
do
it's
it.
The SDCEO East Women's Business Center. So we help empower women and propel economic development across South Dakota. I looked at her. She did not look at me. I was trying to help her out. It's not going to work today. So we'll give up for that now. But we have a webinar happening on Thursday from noon until 1. So you can grab your lunch and sit on down. And join us with Mary Wolf, who's the president and founder of Verity Partners, for the Year of You, Surviving to Thriving in 22.
And I love that.
Yes.
So the timing is great. It's a good, reset your mind.
Yes.
Right? And I also love that you do all these free resources for anybody that wants to take advantage
of it. It's anybody, really. Yeah. You don't have to be a woman. You can sit in there. It's not, nobody's going to see that you're a guy. Don't worry. Actually, yeah. I think it's cooler if you're a guy and you're showing up. So good for you. But really, it's an opportunity for us to really evaluate this last year and really clean up. Let it go, let it go.
Yeah.
I'll start singing a little bit. But, and then really deciding how we're going to be thriving in 2022.
Yes.
It's done with surviving time. We survived enough the past 2 years.
I do want to get on my soapbox for a minute about what you do because I can't talk about it enough, even though I try. If you are struggling in your business, your job, starting a business, anything to do with business, Ashley is your one-stop shop. Literally, it's her job to help you at no cost to you. So if you're not calling her, call her.
You can call me. I'll give you my phone number right now.
It's 691-4761.
So that's my legit phone number. Give me a call. Let me know how I can help you.
And
I didn't know she was going to do this either.
I know. Well, we don't plan anything. And also, if you have something to give back to the business community, like this speaker, this expert, Ashley is a great partner for that to help you help others. And so that should be our theme for 2022.
Yeah, and I cover the whole eastern side of the state.
Yeah.
So I do have an office in Sioux Falls, but I work here. I work in Watertown. I work everywhere on the east. So the I-29 queen is what I've kind of pegged myself
as. Oh, I love that.
Yes.
I love that.
The I-29 just cruising up and down. So, yeah, I'm really here to help support anyone in their entrepreneurial, small business,
And you can help people in Brookings reach your other markets.
Yeah, definitely. Help connect people all across the I-29.
Yeah, and you have fun stuff coming up this year. I just know because I know you. And this is going to be your year. So stay tuned with all her stuff. They should follow me on Facebook, right?
Yes. So SDCEO East Women's Business Center.
I looked at Kim again. I think it should be a cheer.
Okay. We'll work on this later. Okay.
I think it should be a cheer. So moving on. If you're not calling Ashley, you're missing out. I'm excited about the next one on Thursday. Garden Glow's coming to an end, but they celebrated in a really fantastic way on the last night, which is Thursday. So tell them what we can do on Thursday.
It's doggy date night.
I have a dog. You have a couple dogs.
They don't like people, but it's okay.
It's okay. That's really cute, isn't it?
Oh, yeah. So you bring your favorite four-legged friend out, and then they're only $1 per dog.
It's $1. And
it
goes to a good cause. It's great. It's like a finale kind of thing. And I love that they involve our four-legged friends.
Yep. Make sure that they have a leash, and then you can find tickets on their website.
Yep. Then another new thing on Thursday. God, there's so much on Thursday. Thursday's like
there's
the happening night.
I love this. It warms my heart.
Is concrete and wine night. And so I love these But this one's kind of special because it's partnered with Sade.
Yeah, so it's our friend at Artisan Concrete is going to go out to Sade, and they are going to be making...
I don't know what it is, actually.
It says a
concrete tray.
Serving platter. Yeah. Yes.
Yeah. So there's a great link to sign up for that on our website, FOMOshow605.com. Artisan Concrete also has a Facebook event for that. So that sounds like fun to me. Mm-hmm. You can send the wives there and then play poker at the country club with me. Every Thursday, 7 to 9:30 p.m. It's also craft sandwich night. And the Burger Clash is going on, so you could come out and try a burger, too.
So much going on. And then what's going on with Wooden Legs? Now they have open mic night on Thursday, too?
Like the happiest place in the downtown.
Just sign up on their Facebook page, too. Just keep looking.
I think we should do open mic night. We would kill
you. You need to comment if you're watching this on Facebook. Let us know if you want to see us on open mic night. I think it's a horrible idea, but Kim might think it starts at 7 p.m. and somewhere around 8:30-ish. Don't give Kim a mic. It's okay.
And then, as always, Friday bingo, 7 to 9 p.m. at the VFW. It's a fantastic time. And I don't really have that much going on this weekend, but I do know the Wild Hair has a band coming. Flannel. Do you know Flannel?
Flannel.
Do you know Flannel?
No, but I love Flannel.
I don't either, but they sound like they would fit
I
right
to
in.
Wear Flannel. Do you wear Flannel to their
They
to their
sound like a great Midwest band, don't they?
They don't look like they're wearing flannel, though. They all have
like
hats
a jersey
on. Yeah, they kind of look like NSYNC.
Well, that'll
bit.
Be interesting.
Not that they are. So, no, if they're listening.
That's Friday.
I'm sure you're not NSYNC, but it just kind of got a little
If
bit.
You're Flannel, let me know what kind of music it is. But
I'm wearing bell bottoms
because we have weeks to talk about it because it's on the 21st.
So somebody needs to let us know what flannel is. And we also need to know what else is going on this weekend in the comments.
I know, we do, on actually. Facebook, right? Yeah, yeah. Or submit it at FOMOshow605.com and I'll do a post on it.
Yes.
But I want to finish with, you don't even know this yet.
Oh, no, I don't.
She's touching me. You might know it, but we have something super exciting coming on Friday. We're starting a new series. Brian doesn't know this either, so this is exciting. So we've decided in the dead of winter, we're going to try to cure FOMO of eating out. So if you have not eaten at a place and you're just a little scared to try it, we're going to go back in the kitchen and show you what's in it and taste it for you so that you can go experience it and not be afraid.
I kind of want to decide what you're eating at these places. Can we have you eat octopus at Saki?
No.
And
I mean, maybe.
I think we should have.
Maybe, but I want to make it where everybody can get it afterwards. So
stay tuned.
Follow our Facebook page. Thank you for helping me this week.
Thanks for
having me. Always a treat.
It is a treat.
And as always, like, comment, follow, share. Thanks for all the love. FOMOshow605.com. And have a great first week of 2022.
Woohoo!
Woo!